Hello and welcome to SwissInfo.ch's musical programme for August the 9th. I'm Thomas Stevens. It turns out that the recent fatal stabbing of a young girl in Zurich, which attracted a lot of media attention, was witnessed by more than 10,000 people. The good news is that it was on an opera stage. More on that later. But first, the latest on Switzerland's existential quest to find a new national anthem. I've always quite liked the Swiss national anthem. OK, it's not up there with the Welsh or Russian ones, but it's suitably stirring and not too tricky to sing. However, not all Swiss agree. While some think it's too much of a religious dirge, others have compared it to a weather report, filled with references to sunsets, stars, and red morning skies. Earlier this year, the Zurich-based Swiss Society for Public Good launched a competition to get musically-minded Swiss to come up with a new one. The Society's director, Lukas Niederberger, tells SwissInfo.ch why he reckons the time is right for a fresh tune and lyrics.
Well, the fact is that the actual hymn was composed in 1840, text and the music, and it was not really composed in order to become a national hymn. It was the melody was taken from a Catholic mass, and so it's a church song, and also the text, it's called officially the Swiss Psalm, and Psalm, as it is, it's like a biblical text from the Old Testament, and for a long time this was maybe okay, but today many people, they don't belong to a certain religious denomination, to a religious group, they cannot identify with the text, praying to God, etc. So a lot of people can't identify with a religious song as a national anthem.
When the deadline closed, 208 entries had been handed in, 129 in German, 60 in French, 10 in Romance, and 7 in Italian. A couple in non-national languages were disqualified. Niederberger said about half the entries included music. A jury will now shortlist 10 by early next year, and 3 will be put to a public vote next September. The winner will then be presented to the cabinet at some point in the next 2 years. What they do with it then is up to them. Predictably, not everyone in Switzerland is singing from the same anthem sheet.
Well, there are two kinds of opposition. One is, I would say, it's a general opposition. They say, you know, the whole world is always, everything is in change, so please leave us the national anthem, leave us the flag, and leave us, I don't know what, you know, some traditions like rocks in the storm, you know. And the other fear is more from, I would say, from evangelic circles. They say it has to remain a prayer. We don't want to have a heroic or just a value, modern value song. We want to keep God in our national anthem. And this is an argument we have to take care of. And the beginning of the Swiss constitution is in the name of God Almighty. So there is not, in my view, there is no reason to fear that God is falling out of the national anthem.
Lukas Niederberger from the Swiss Society for Public Good. So what do members of the public think? SwissInfo.ch's Jeannie Wurz recently spent Swiss National Day on the Rütli Meadow overlooking Lake Lucerne. This is considered the birthplace of Switzerland, where people gather on August the 1st for speeches, food, traditional entertainment, and the national anthem. She worked her way through the patriotic crowds, asking people what they thought of the new anthem competition.
Are you here for the first time at the Rütli?
Yes, I'm here for the first time.
And where are you from?
I'm from Switzerland. Well, I come from a small village near Yverdon.
Do you know the Swiss national hymn?
Yes. I repeated it, so I know it. But I won't sing it for you. I know it in French. I can tell you the words, but I won't sing it.
And did you know there is a contest to create a new hymn?
I heard about that, but I think it's a bad idea. We've got a good one, so we'll stick to it.
This lady from Zurich, originally from Germany, had become a Swiss citizen 2 years ago.
Can you sing the national anthem?
No, not by heart. Well, I know the melody, but I'm glad they do a competition for a new one.
Uh-huh. But you didn't submit anything?
No. No, but I think it's a great discussion.
What kind of hymn would you like to have?
A more modern one, in the way that it's that gender is a topic, that it's not, that tolerance, so that you find a balance between tradition and modernizing, and that you find a balance between being open to the world and being part of this country. So balance, I think.
This chap from neighbouring Canton Uri had a fascinating story.
Is this your first time here up on the route?
No, I was here several times. The first time I was here when I was a child, because I grew up in Uri. This is the next canton. And as children, we used to come here with school, you know.
So you're Swiss?
I'm Swiss, yeah.
And do you know the words to the national hymn?
Yeah, of course. Triste Morgen, rote Herr, triffst du mich im Strahlenmeer. Yeah.
So do you like the old hymn, or do you know there's a contest to have a new hymn?
I know, I heard. I'm curious to see what's happening, and I really don't know what I should think about it, you know.
And what do you think about the Rütli?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, I grew up in Uri, you know, in the country of William Tell, and I'm one of those traditional ones who believes that he really lived. And when I was a little boy in school, I always wanted to play Tell, but because I was black and Protestant, my Catholic teachers always told me, you are not really convincible, but you can play Gessler. And that's why, you know, so I always call myself the Black Tell. That's my little story.
Gessler was, of course, the baddie in the William Tell story. And finally, you never know who you're going to bump into on the Rütli.
Are you here on the Rütli for the first time?
Yes, I'm delighted to be here. It's a great adventure.
Now, how long have you been in Switzerland?
Since January, so this is my seventh month.
And I guess you're with the British Embassy.
I am indeed. I'm David Moran, the British Ambassador here.
Do you know the Swiss National Anthem? Are you going to be singing along?
I don't know the words. I certainly know the tune, because we played it along with our own national anthem at the Queen's birthday.
One possible reason why the four-verse anthem doesn't send shivers down the spine at, say, football matches, is that Switzerland has four national languages, and anyone can sing in whatever language they want, with the result being a bit of a babel. For example, back on the Rütli, these were the anthem instructions. He's basically telling everyone to sing the first verse four times in various languages, not to sing four verses four times.
Vier Mal, Sie haben richtig gehört. Aber nicht viermal vier Strophen, sondern viermal die erste Strophe. Viermal die erste Strophe. Zunächst auf Deutsch, dann auf Französisch, dann auf Italienisch und schließlich auf Romansch.
While around 1,300 people squeezed onto the Rütli, seven times that number filled the square in front of Zurich's Opera House for the city's first ever public opera screening, a live transmission of Verdi's Rigoletto. Opera is when a guy gets stabbed in the back and, instead of bleeding, he sings. I can't remember who said that, but spoilers, it happens to the young heroine in Rigoletto. Despite the tragic ending, the crowd had a great time and gave the cast a warm round of applause when they took their bows on the Opera House balcony after the performance.
Ich liebe euch!
With the opera world facing diminishing audiences and financial woes, Zurich Opera appears to be bucking the trend. Recently rated the world's best opera house, can its success continue? SwissInfo.ch's Isabel Leibold-Johnson visited the opera just a few days before the performance of Rigoletto. I asked her what the atmosphere was like backstage.
Well, it seems to be a good working atmosphere. There was a lot of excitement ahead of the public screening, which was on June the 21st, which in the end attracted around 10,000 viewers. I spoke to Polish soprano Aleksandra Kurzak, who was playing Gilda in the live performance.
You know, all great stages of the world have this special atmosphere, and this is the same here, because the people working in, the people are very important. The people are making the atmosphere of the opera house, and it's very, very good, very important. Like here, that everybody is maybe it's cliche what I'm telling now, but they're very sympathetic and very ready to help, and everything is organized very well, like we say in Poland, like in the Swiss clock, you know.
The International Opera Awards, which gave Zurich Opera its Best Company accolade, pointed to the impact made by the new general director, Andreas Homorky. What did he have to say when you interviewed him?
Well, theatrical credibility is very important to him. He's German. He has a very distinguished career as an opera director as well as a manager behind him. He's worked in Berlin for many years, so he's got a lot of experience.
We have to go for new audiences. We have to constantly prove that opera is something contemporary and something that is important to our societies, even if the pieces that we play may not be from our time or that come from history, but the interpretation and the treatment of these pieces of art is very important, because otherwise we lose them. It's not an opera is not something that you can put up on a shelf like a book or into a museum like a picture. It has to be performed.
So Zurich Opera is winning awards, but that doesn't mean that it should rest on their laurels, does it?
No, I spoke to someone who knows the Swiss opera scene well, a journalist on a specialist magazine, and he said the award was great for the opera house, but we still have to see how the situation develops. Homorky has only been in the job for 2 years. He took over from someone who did a lot to boost the opera house's reputation. He was there for 2 decades, propelling it really into the top league, if you like, along with the Met Opera and Covent Garden, for example. It's still the only opera in Switzerland operating on such a high level. Le Grand Théâtre de Genève and Théâtre Basel also have good reputations, but Zurich is still really the best one.
I mean, some opera houses in other countries, for example, the Met in New York, they're facing financial trouble and falling audiences. Not so in Zurich?
Not really. Switzerland's better economic situation means that its opera houses still enjoy good funding. That's both private and public funding. For example, Zurich Opera has an around 80 million Swiss franc subsidy from the canton of Zurich. Geneva and Basel operas also still have public funding. The Swiss aren't more opera-loving than their neighbours, but they are prepared to pay more for a ticket. So, for example, in Zurich, you can pay up to 300 francs for a ticket. It's considered to be a part of high society, so the done thing to be seen at an opera premiere in Zurich.
Isabel Leibold-Johnson. Thanks for listening. Read more about these stories and other Swiss news and views at swissinfo.ch. Thanks, too, to studio technician Jakob Stoller. I'm Thomas Stevens.